This is the Closet Geek episode 50 for August 21st, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Alright, this is the Closet Geek, and this is episode 50, guys. Big whopping 5-0. What do you have to say about that?
Woo!
Yay!
I'll be honest, I thought we were at 50 a couple episodes ago. People were like, so how many episodes have you done? And I was like, 50?
We hit our year anniversary, right?
We hit our
50 episodes just right, because... You know, we take time off or whatever.
Well, we take the holiday off, or we take 2 weeks off for Ryan and Barry to move.
Stuff like that.
Yep. Geez, you two.
But a special thing that we're doing for episode 50 is we are actually recording our video this time, and we're going to slap it on our YouTube channel.
Wait, we have a YouTube channel?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah,
what's
have
on
a
it?
Channel. Nothing
on our YouTube channel.
That is to be the first
nothing.
Thing.
Well, yeah, nothing yet.
Sweet Kicks with Bricks is on there, right?
Yeah,
No,
that was...
Oh, you did,
no, not
you
even
did that,
that
review
huh?
of something, right?
Oh, yeah.
I started doing that, but I recreated the specific Closet Geek YouTube channel. So
this
will be the first thing up on there. Episode 50, video of the Closet Geek.
Oh,
so
okay.
Everyone can see our faces now if you choose to go listen or watch us on YouTube and listen at the same time.
Poor guys.
If you just choose audio, you get the enjoyment of hearing our sultry
voices.
You
don't have to look at our ugly faces.
You don't
have
to look at our mugs.
Just those guys.
Yeah.
So,
what were you doing, the Brady Bunch thing?
Here's a story. Love the puppy.
Yeah, Mike's up above me.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the first section of our show, which is this.
This week in Geek.
This is the segment of the show where we talk about things that we did geeky throughout the week, things that we love and enjoy, and things that we can recommend to you. So
I think there's a delay in the sound by like a half a second.
Yeah, there
so
is.
So once you hit the sound, wait like a half a second more before you start talking.
Okay, that sounds good.
So
cuts off the
stop.
First, yeah, yeah.
Go. Yeah, I think second delay.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Thank you.
Technical working through our technical.
That's right.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Live.
Yeah. All
live episode.
That's right. So let's, John, why don't you start this week?
Okay. Well, I've still been watching Sword Art Online 2.
Episode 7.
Did it come out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last Saturday.
Episode 8
will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
I haven't watched 7 yet then.
There wasn't a whole lot to it, but...
Dude, it's major feels.
Well, yeah, I mean... Anyway, it was good. Don't get me wrong, it was good, but it wasn't like... There was no action. It was all character building.
Which are some of the best episodes.
Sure, understood. I've also been watching AldNoah.Zero.
Me too.
I think I've seen the first 4 episodes now. So
I think that's where I'm at right now too.
I haven't started it yet.
So yeah,
I like it.
It's pretty good. You know, it's the underdog Earthers are fighting against the Uber Martians.
Uber Martians.
But somehow us humans, you know, we always prevail.
We're smart.
That's right. We outsmart our enemy.
It's all about outsmarting.
The Martians are prideful, so they don't think they can be defeated.
That's right.
So.
What? That's impossible. Well, obviously
it's like
not.
It's like the Zentradi.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, from Robotech,
yeah. They
yeah.
didn't think, oh, these silly primitive earthlings, we will smash them.
Or the Zentron from, yeah.
So, just
get
typical. Yeah. All right. Other than that, I've been reading quite a bit lately. I've, kind of gotten back into the Dresden Files.
What book are you on?
I just finished Proven Guilty, which is book six.
That's a good one.
I think the next one is...
Was that the one where he has to like prove his friend's daughter's innocence?
And he takes her on as his apprentice at the end of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good
book. So that was pretty cool.
So the next one's reading The White Knight.
Yeah. I've also been reading the latest in the Iron Druid series by Kevin Hearn. So I read the latest one of that.
I suggested that series to someone today, but I couldn't remember the author's name.
Oh, yeah, Kevin Hearn. He's actually been picked to do one of the new Star Wars novels.
Cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the one about Tarkin, actually. Yeah, I think that's right.
You're going to have to tell me what Tarkin is.
Grand Moff Tarkin, you know.
Wow. Oh, Grand Moff Tarkin.
I had to
hear the whole name. You know, I just didn't know. It wasn't registering. Tarkin. Here's my geek card. Yeah, there you go.
And then I've been reading, currently I'm reading book four in the Expanse series, which is that sci-fi series that I was kind of talking about. It's the one that got picked up by the Sci-Fi Channel. They're going to start doing a mini-series based on this series of books. So, just good stuff, urban fantasy and sci-fi.
Cool.
Awesome. Mike.
Oh, doing the anime thing like John, you know, sort of online.
No, you don't do it like me.
No, I don't. I do it better.
Yeah,
you
watch.
Oh,
crazy,
you watch
crazy
weird shows.
Crazy anime.
I watch anime. If all anime. So,
for example, this last weekend in my taste.
This last weekend, the fourth episode of Sailor Moon Crystal came out because they only come out every other week. Mm. And then let's see. This week, I'm kind of power watching Lovely Complex, which is the SLC anime for the month. So it's it's the one we're reviewing. It's a romance. It's a high school romance comedy slice of life genre.
Man,
so it's just
JoJo. High school stuff.
JoJo.
JoJo.
Well, it's what they can relate with. Everybody goes through it. Everybody experiences it, and so they can relate to it, whether they're going through it or have.
I don't relate
I don't relate to that.
I don't relate to it either.
But it's actually a really well written show. I've really enjoyed it. It's more slice of life than anything else, I think, with a little bit of romance. Meaning, it's just like watching. It's like a soap opera. It's everyday life type of stuff. Cool. So I've really been enjoying that. Gosh, I'm sitting around an eight
hourglass.
Yeah.
Are the days of our anime.
I like my romances. I'm surprised. No.
Give me giant robots.
Giant robots are okay, but
giant robots
kind of boring.
Or
you
give
know.
Me death. Giant robots are boring, but slice of life dramas not. Okay.
Okay.
Hey.
You know. Yeah. I have like shelves of romance drama stuff.
It's true.
It's just how I am. I'm the guy who will cry, and then my wife looks at me like I'm crazy. So.
She's not the only one.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So
anything else?
No, I'm done. It's been a slow week.
That's okay. Ryan.
Well, let's see. I finished my Beast Mask.
Woo! And it looks so good.
Oh, man. Oh,
thank you.
It's awesome.
It's so much better with hair.
Now the benefit of
wait, what?
No, not you. Him.
Well, see, my wife was... I showed her the picture of the finished Beast, and she started laughing. I'm like, what? Whoa, what's wrong? And she's like, your Beast Mask has more facial hair than you can grow.
Yeah, the Rick's men are not good at growing beard.
No, it's
not a full beard. No, I got some stubble going on here. But
this is a week of growth, everybody. This is a week.
Nothing.
It's like, no.
Nothing.
Meh.
Yeah. If it was, if we weren't so white, I'd say we had Native American in our blood, but.
So, but the benefit of doing video now, so all you listeners that do the audio, when Ryan shows us his little prop projects that we talk about sometimes, the video listeners will be like, oh, I see it. I see.
Oh, I can do something like that.
Ooh.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
The Illustrator.
Skin Illustrator. This is professional makeup. It's alcohol activated. Oh. One fell out.
Really professional.
It's professional. It broke.
It's just a piece of
it will not break.
Makeup.
And who signed it? Who signed the front of it? RJ?
Watercolor paint.
Trefor Proud.
Oh, okay.
He's a makeup artist.
It's probably already on the packaging.
Yeah.
It's bought that way.
These by they package them by artist. So like V Neal will have some that she prefers to use. Trefor Proud will have this one that I liked. I like the color in it because it had blue for Beast.
Yeah.
So I wanted to blue
and
my
that's,
eyes.
And that's what around your eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
And so Michelle's working diligently. She pulled an all-nighter last night.
Aw, thank you, Michelle.
She's sewing furiously right now. She's almost done with the bodysuit.
Sew like the wind.
And then we'll pattern out the fur and there. So let's see what else. Oh, I have 55 inches of pure awesomeness. I got
that's what she said.
Yes.
All right, moving on.
I'm a kaiju. That's a what would I say? Yeah,
apparently.
Plug your ears.
We all do.
It's a big screen TV.
Oh. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
So it's a big screen TV. It's 55-inch, 4K.
Oh, what? Oh,
4K?
Man.
3D.
Woo.
With so awesome sound system. We also picked up for it, surround sound system.
What manufacturer?
Sony.
Oh, very nice.
Oh,
yeah.
So
Sony, they developed the 4K technology, and they've got really cool algorithms. So I was pushing for above 50 inches when we went shopping.
Right.
Because our last TV is like 32 inches, and it's like, in comparison, it's like really small.
Yeah.
So
my computer screen's almost that big.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so is mine. And the 55-inch was not much more than the 50, so we just decided to go that route. And brought it home, plugged it in, got it all set up, and like, man, they had the normal 1080p and then they had the 4K set up side by side, two different televisions. Yeah, they didn't do the split screen, which can be deceiving.
Right.
But they just split the HDMI into two different TVs, so there was no finicky stuff going on. And
right.
It is really apparent, the difference.
Yeah.
It's noticeable by the eye. I know we did a review on the Closet Geek a couple episodes back where we're like, can the eye really tell the difference between 4K and 1080 P?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool because the Sony algorithm can upgrade the video.
Okay.
So it'll take, like, for example, I was watching Conan the Barbarian. It was on like D&T or something like that. So I recorded it and then I was watching it. And this was made in like 1983 or something.
Right.
So it's not really filmed in super high def.
Right.
But on that big of a screen with the 4K, it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
And clear. And I could see like the props, the flowers that he wears when he's dressed. I could totally tell that they were plastic.
Oh.
And I was like, wow.
Yes.
Is awesome.
Wow.
And,
cool.
and it was so crisp and clear, and this was just...
So the rubber snake is even more rubber.
This was just the upgrading algorithm where it takes like a... it's kind of like fills in the blanks with algorithm.
With additional pixels.
Yeah, with additional pixels that make sense. And it really is like, wow, really makes a huge difference.
That's cool.
And it was really cool. And
yes.
Yeah, so I watched
The 3D, is it passive or active? Like, are the eyeglasses powered? Do they have batteries?
No. It's just regular. It's the same. In fact, we went to Guardians of the Galaxy and we forgot to turn in our 3D glasses.
Right.
And they work for the TV.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. So it's really cool.
That is cool.
And
cool.
We watched 3D on Netflix, actually. Netflix has the 3D line now.
Right. And the 4K line, too.
Yeah, and so we watched that, and so it's like, this is just so cool. So, can't wait to watch some. So now, from now on, we're going to buy 3D movies.
Buy 3D movies, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit more, but, you know, we have that option. We could just watch regular Blu-ray or 3D,
right.
So we want to get the... You know, we can't wait till the 6 movie Hobbit Lord of the Rings box collector's edition.
Oh, yeah.
In 3D.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a marathon. So.
Yeah.
It's so Hobbit in the 3D.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch my Star Wars Blu-rays on it now.
Oh, yeah.
But I left my DVDs in North Carolina, so. Mm. All our household goods are still in North Carolina. They haven't been shipped, so.
Oh, man.
We're still basically in an empty house on air mattresses. So.
Oh, man. But you got an awesome TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got awesome TV and
who cares
awesome internet.
About sleeping on an air mattress? You've got an awesome TV.
And a pool. We got a pool in our place.
That's right. Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
What else?
Coming over,
right?
We got the... Oh, I upgraded. We upgraded our internet, too. So we have 90 megabits. So...
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Never slows down.
Yeah, and then, let's see.
Jeez, I thought I was doing okay at 30.
Yeah, we got DirecTV, too, the satellite TV.
Mm.
It's pretty cool, yeah. The streaming is a little eh.
Right.
But I think I just record it instead of stream it.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
That's enough for me.
Awesome, yeah.
Fun stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It's good view on the 4K.
There you go.
A little review.
If you guys do podcast next week, I won't be there.
Right, because you're going to Atlanta.
Dragon Con.
Well, maybe we'll do it earlier.
After that, I won't.
No, because he'll be working on.
I'll be at Salt Lake Comic Con.
Beast. Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought it was later in September.
No, it's September 4th through the 6th. So. Wow.
All right.
Yeah,
I guess our next episode will be after all that with Bill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, on the 11th.
Unless we do it on the off days. I mean, I could do
it. Up to you.
Or,
yeah. I could probably jump in depending on when you guys do it, where I am in the convention.
Yeah.
I can Skype on my phone.
We can work that out. Yeah, we don't need to bore the listeners. With
oh, yeah, yeah. We're doing this right on our live show.
Why are we talking about this?
We're supposed to cut that out.
Right.
Oh, right. Right.
No cutting out.
Nope. It's all live now. There's no editing.
We're new to this.
So I watched the Aldnoa Zero as well. Anime, and it's pretty cool. Watched the first 4 episodes. Went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yay!
And it was awesome. Really, really enjoyed that. Cool. And yeah, you got emotionally and attached to the characters in just the one movie. They didn't need their individual movies to do it, and so it was pretty awesome. I mean, I'm semi-familiar with the characters. Like, I knew who they were, but I'm not familiar enough with the comics and characters to know who Star-Lord's father is.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, I'm not even sure. So that's will be a surprise for
There's
me.
There's a reason why he's called Star-Lord.
Dun,
dun. Oh. So, no, really enjoyed it. And in the theater. It was just me, my wife, and one other guy.
Wow.
In the whole theater.
Did you go like 1 in the afternoon on a Wednesday?
We went at 9:15 on a Tuesday.
Wow.
So, but
well,
you know, it's been out for a while.
But that's right. You're in Hobbs, New Mexico now.
Hey, we have like almost 100. We have almost 50.
Almost 1,000. 50.
Almost 50 people?
Man.
50,000. Come on.
Jeez, that's kind of weird.
But that's my job, to help the city grow, though.
Did they have to like exchange the reels halfway through the movie and
wind up the?
Yeah.
Hey, they had the little piano player in the front of the theater.
We may be small, but we're up to date, buddy.
Do they still call it the silver screen?
The flicks.
Yeah,
the shows. The shows.
Oh, they go to the shows.
That's right.
That's what they say.
I don't know. Yeah, so basically that's I've also been reading Warbreaker by Brandon Sanderson. I've started that book, but I have not finished it yet, and so I'm determined to finish it now. Doing that. Other than that, it's kind of been a slow week for me as well. That's about it. So, good times.
Episode's over. That's it.
That's it.
Thank you for coming,
guys. Bye.
See ya. All right. Well, let's go to our next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the segment where we talk about...
What? That new?
What?
New, right?
No, that's not new.
That's not new.
I just cut out the burp.
He gave it maybe a little bit more than a second. And he's like... Okay.
We're all like, don't complain.
We're having fun. We'll get it.
Do it now.
Nice. And
this is the segment of the show where we highlight industry news, movies, video games, tech, TV, comic books, a little bit of everything, the highlights of the week of news, and the things we like to talk about and the things we feel that you guys would like to hear about. So a lot of movie news, a little bit of TV news, and a little bit of everything else, but... Let's hit the movie news last, since there's so much of it.
Okay.
So,
starts tomorrow.
Woo! Oh, woo! Have you guys even done your homework
yet?
Yes,
I have. I watched.
Yes, I did.
I've watched 5 episodes of season the 9th Doctor, whatever season that is.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did not notice it with the ninth Doctor.
One?
The funky music. It must be with the next Doctor. The 10th Doctor.
Must be with David Tennant's character.
Yeah, I watched a number of episodes recently, and one thing that my oldest daughter pointed out is that the reason why the music is the way that it is that Doctor Who in and of itself is not a... up to this point, anyway, it's not like a dark, doom... it's more curiosity, it's more exploration and wonder. And so, yes, they might be in this situation, but the music is supposed to portray a sense of curiosity, not necessarily a sense of doom.
I don't know about that. Obviously not doom, but being dark, though, Doctor Who is not a happy show.
There's some really dark stuff.
If you watch it, I know.
Well,
a happy show meaning like there are no happy endings in any of the episodes.
The episode
it's
that I
all
just watched.
Sad.
The last episode I just watched. I haven't watched any of the new ones, so this is new to me. So I like episode 10 or something. The last one I watched, they went back to World War II, and there was like these nanobites that turned people into.
Are you my mom?
Yes, that one.
Are you
they had the
mom?
Gas mask.
That was a good episode. That was actually one of my favorite ones.
This next Doctor.
Yeah, supposedly the next Doctor is supposed to be a lot more serious, a lot darker.
Isn't he supposed to die? Isn't the Doctor supposed to die?
This is the very last season.
No. No.
Yes. Yes, it is.
They're not gonna. This is no.
That's what they said. That's what they said in 1980.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't stop.
No, they're not gonna.
It's not happening. But anyway,
well, that's the rumor.
It's like a comic book character. You can't kill him off.
That's right. Yeah.
He is a comic book character.
So huge. They'd be dumb for them to do
it's
that.
It's the longest running show
sci-fi
ever.
Show. Yeah.
Is it? What about The Simpsons?
No,
75.
It's been Doctor Who's been.
Well, I'm not talking time wise. I'm like talking black episodes. And white. Number of
well,
episodes.
Well, episode wise, Simpsons definitely dwarf Doctor Who. Because
have,
like, all the
530. Yeah.
Because all the original, the old Doctor
like
Who, there's
episodes.
Only like four episodes per season.
Right. Well,
it's kind of like what
only
they,
because they got lost.
Right.
It's
true,
only
too.
Because the archives were either destroyed
right.
or lost, and so they are finding a lot of lost episodes.
Lost episodes.
And storing them.
I may be upsetting some people, but I think a lot of the old episodes are kind of blah anyway.
You know, you have to understand.
Well, it's like going back.
I know.
Star
it's,
Trek.
You gotta take it in context.
Yeah,
like
it's like
watching
the
TOS.
The original Star Trek. Yeah,
it's a lot more because there's they
it's
can't
so
really.
So silly.
They can't really rely on, they can't really rely on special effects and stuff like that.
Even
it's,
Next
it's
Generation
more,
is kind of silly.
It's more about the drama and the characters and stuff like that. So.
The first season of the Next Generation is really cheesy.
Speaking of four of Star Trek Enterprise right now, so.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of Star Trek, I think they should do an online series, like do a Netflix series.
Hmm.
There
hasn't been a Star Trek television series since 2002.
Yeah, no. it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Michael Dorn is trying to reboot something.
Yeah.
Captain Worf
something like that.
Oh, really? Weird.
Yeah.
We do need a new Star Trek. It's been
over 10 years.
If they do it through
war on Araxis or something like that.
Yeah, it's got some pretty big name actors in it. Yeah.
I did watch the teaser movie.
Yeah, I did too.
It's like 20 minutes long. It was pretty
really
cool.
Good.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job of it. So it looks like it's going to get funded. So
I hope so.
Well, Star Trek might come back a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love a new Star Trek
getting
series.
Funded. You guys see that calendar?
Oh yeah, the one that you were in.
The
men
cosplay
versus
men.
Cosplay.
Oh yeah, it got funded like 10 times over.
Yeah, it got funded.
Woo.
Yeah.
What month are you?
We haven't been given our months. We've just been asked.
I am October.
We've just been asked what months we want. So.
Oh okay.
I picked like November because
that's
my birthday month.
Birthday month.
And then I picked December because Ultron has red for Christmas colors. I know this is random. This is random.
Nice.
But after Dragon Con, I'm going to hook up with a professional photographer, get some calendar prints.
Cool.
Nice.
As Ultron.
Good for
yeah.
Awesome.
Since we're talking about Kickstarter fan films, have you guys seen anything about the Nightwing series?
Yeah, the TV to the YouTube
no,
series.
Yeah,
I haven't checked that out yet.
There's a guy. It's Isma Hawk. Isma Hawk. Hawk. So Isma Hawk. He did this Kickstarter to do this Nightwing series.
Well, they first did like a. A little,
yeah, it was just a little, fun
little thing,
fan film.
A little fan film, but people were like,
"Dude,
we want more
series.
Of this."
So
he's like, "Okay,
Kickstarter on it.
Here's my Kickstarter, and it
got funded.
They're going
to
do a Nightwing TV series on
it's,
as a YouTube
it's,
exclusive.
It's, yeah, but it's dang it, the big trailer should have been released a couple of days ago, and I missed it, but." I did watch some of the teaser stuff that they were released,
but
it looks really good. I mean,
yeah.
Really
well, and
quality.
Talking about that, I think if the major networks should, especially DC with all their CW shows, they're gonna notice.
Well,
they
could easily incorporate Nightwing into either
Arrow or
Flash, since you've got you've got Central City and then you've got Star City. And then all you have to do is Bloodhaven, I mean, it's. I mean, they even mentioned Bloodhaven a couple of times in the Arrow series. So I mean, well, they're obviously.
You saw how successful Forward Unto Dawn was, and that was originally a YouTube series and then it got so popular they brought it out on video, and now, you know, that was the precursor to the, you know, Halo Nightfall that's coming out and everything. So I think the networks will, if they're smart, they'll see how well this YouTube series of Nightwing does. And I guarantee it's probably going to be extremely successful.
Yeah, it's only going to be 4 episodes, and he's releasing 1 a week. You know,
kind of what Forward Unto Dawn did.
But not sure.
I would love to see a full TV series of Nightwing.
Yeah, when I originally found out about it, they hadn't actually said when the series was going to begin, but I'm going to go look that up right now.
We'll just have to look forward to Gotham instead.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be so good.
So excited about that one.
Well, talking more about comic books, so there's this rumor story about Marvel wanting to possibly do a reboot similar to DC.
Yeah, kind of.
It's the same. They're kind of doing something like that already with the female Thor and the new Captain America.
The Avengers.
And that's what everything's going on, because there's this new story that's coming out, and it's called Time Runs Out. And so it's apparently like time travel based,
like the Flashpoint paradox.
Exactly. So a lot of people are like, whoa, wait, what? And so Marvel did kind of do not necessarily a reboot, but more of like a refresh when they did their Marvel Now initiative. They brought in all new artists. They kind of revamped the look of a lot of their characters, and they started all of the series over at number one. But it wasn't necessarily a reboot like they did, like DC did with the New 52, because with the New 52, they completely started over and just like lost all continuity from anything from before.
But I think that was smart though on their part, because.
But a lot of people were kind of upset because you lost.
As a business though, you have to prepare for the future, and if your demographic is, you know, people that are older, you need to prepare for the new generation. So hey, let's reboot it so this new generation is subscribing and buying comics.
But you're right with everything that they're doing with the Avengers, where they've got the female Thor, they've got Falcon is the new Captain America, they've got superior Iron Man.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, you know, they're clearly setting up a reboot, but you know, you never really know. We'll see what happens. But do they need one?
Honestly, it doesn't really matter.
I don't think they need one. But
people are going to buy the comic books anyway.
The thing is that a lot of people are always so intimidated by comics because they've been going on for so long, and there's such a background to all of these series and all of these characters, and people are seeing these movies and are like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I should get into the comics, but they're kind of intimidated because, like, well, if I get into the comics, am I really going to know what's going on? But nowadays it's actually pretty easy to jump right into any series because they pretty much recap everything. You know, there's always like a recap page. Marvel does a pretty good job. So does DC, where there's usually like a recap page. The very first page of each comic kind of talks about everything that's led up to what you're about to read. And so
in the words, not the images though, mostly.
Right. And so it does, kind of cater to people that might be, you know, kind of jumping in to try to read the comics that are based on these movie characters. But, you know, whether Marvel needs like a full reboot, I don't think they need a full reboot. Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Anyway, Mike's sitting back there again. He's like, they're talking comics again.
Yeah, they're talking comics. Go ahead. I'll have my 2 cents when I understand
well,
what the heck they're talking about.
Harrison Ford's foot seems to be almost healed.
Oh, yeah. They're filming again.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, I read about that.
Oh, we can just jump into our movie news. So Star Wars villains revealed as the the Inquisitors.
They're not rebelled?
Rebelled.
They're rebelled.
No. Apparently, this is all breaking rumors. Nothing has been officially released or announced. But however, there have been some leaks. The latest leak in a bunch of them that have come out lately is that they did kind of release that the villains, which up to this point had kind of been talked about as like Jedi hunters. So people were trying to figure out, okay, well, are they like bounty hunters or whatever? But apparently it is going to be Inquisitors, which is really cool because we know that one of the main villains in the new Star Wars Rebels animated series is
an Inquisitor.
So the fact that they're kind of tying everything in together, and they're like, they're setting stuff up that's going to be like decades later, we'll start seeing things that had like little crumbs that were led. And I think it's really cool what Disney's plan is that they're kind of putting together for the Star Wars. I mean, we've seen what Disney and Marvel have done with the cinematic universe and how they've just created this completely intertwined. It's almost like watching like an ongoing TV series, but they're movies. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're going to be doing the same thing with that. So you got the Star Wars Rebels, which is going to introduce the Inquisitor character, but then the Inquisitors are also going to be in Episode 7, which is going to take place, decades 30, after... 30, well,
60 years later it would
well,
be
yeah,
from
because,
Rebels.
Because Rebels takes place between Episode 3 and Episode 4.
Yeah.
And
so it'd be like,
it's
going to
be...
Long time.
You know, all of everything that happened in Episode 4, 5, 6, and then 30 years later, 7, and there apparently are still going to be Inquisitors. So, plus they're going to be tying in all of the novels and the comics, and they said, even video games that are going to be coming out are going to be considered canon, which is just so cool because it's just all going to be connected. And I think that's going to be really
epic.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome.
The comment from Michael.
Epic.
Chilling.
Woo!
He's waiting for his moment.
You know.
But also they talked more about the stormtroopers. Ryan, during our episode last week, he's like, hey, have you seen the new Stormtrooper helmet? And now they kind of confirmed that that's what it's going to look like.
I think it looks awesome.
Again, nothing's been confirmed. It's all just leaks.
Breaking rumors.
They did look pretty cool. And a lot of people were thinking that, like, there was the two images, the one of like the standard stormtrooper and then the one that looked like maybe it was like a sand trooper or something, but I've actually heard that it's the new snow trooper helmet is what we were looking at,
which would go along with the pictures that they showed of Han Solo, like the concept art where he actually you see the concept art of him in his snow outfit.
Right.
Yeah.
So they also we've seen some images of Han Solo
concept art.
So that was kind of cool.
I thought it was interesting to see that they put him in like a duster, a trench coat duster.
Yeah, it's like Malcolm Reynolds.
Right? Yeah, like Malcolm Reynolds. So I was like,
Malcolm Reynolds is awesome. He kind of did the dust coat. In Return of the Jedi, when he went to Endor, he had that duster look.
So side note, kind of go off on a tangent here for a second. So because we mentioned Malcolm Reynolds, that made me think of Nathan Fillion, who was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Yeah. So he was in the whole jail scene as one of the big monster guys.
The blue guy.
That's what I thought too, but I couldn't quite.
He was the blue guy that was fighting,
shoved his fingers up his nose.
Yeah.
Really? Was that just his voice? Because I didn't recognize it.
It was just his voice. Yeah.
I thought he was done up in makeup.
No, that was a CGI character.
I haven't seen it.
It's a CGI character.
Okay.
I didn't notice.
Hey, that's
cool. Yeah.
It's fun.
I was like, oh, that's him. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you would only know if you watched the credits.
That's true.
Yeah. Or knew about it before.
Oh,
just a little side note tangent. Anyway, staying within the Disney universe of Star Wars and movies, so Marvel had some movie news come out talking about no more origin stories, beginning with Doctor Strange.
Except for these next 7 movies.
I know, exactly, right?
What, 7 movies?
Just exaggerating.
Oh, well, no, apparently they've said that the origin story genre is kind of overdone.
It should die because most people are generally familiar with these characters.
Well, like, for example, the Guardians of the Galaxy, it's really, you kind of jump into the middle of who...
It wasn't really an origin story.
The only origin was Peter Quill.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But the rest of them, it was kind of an introduction to the character.
Yeah, you kind of like heard about their background, but they never focused on it.
I guess they're saying
in a rundown when they did the profiles in the jail cell, they said this character is known for this and this character is known for that.
Yeah.
And that scene was actually, it took a while. It was a good introduction. It was enough backstory to know the characters, but not be like
give the character.
But it moved, fast enough that you didn't feel like you were dwelling.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, for a minute there, I thought I froze. I was like, oh no.
You did for a second, but that's all right. apparently they said that with the Doctor Strange movie that they're developing, that it is not going to be an origin story about Stephen Strange. It's going to just jump right in. He's already going to be an established character, and it's just going to be about Doctor Strange doing what Doctor Strange does. I think it's great. I don't think there needs to be an origin story.
I don't think people care. They just okay, that's kind of a cool character. I'll go with
it.
You know, everyone can kind of just believe in
vampires
and werewolves and magicians. I mean, it's not that big of a stretch for today's modern audience.
Right.
So it's just like, why do you have to explain why he's magic? Just say he's magic.
He's magic. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Cool.
But then some Marvel movie news about a. Kevin, I'm going to say his last name wrong.
Feige. Kevin Feige. He's the head of Marvel's.
He's like the Marvel guy.
Oh.
But he kind of, nothing was confirmed once again, but he kind of hinted at a Black Panther movie. So
yeah, I guess he had an interview, a conversation or something.
Yeah,
and
because he was saying that fans have been demanding it, and he said basically, well, we might give the fans what they want type of thing. So
yeah, because he was saying that, you know, surprisingly, it's not, people aren't clamoring for more Avengers. They want something about, you know, these other characters.
Yeah, they
want
the expanded
and
Marvel universe.
Yeah, and he said that the two most requested characters are the Black Panther and Captain Marvel. And so he said, you know, we always try to give the fans what they want. And so the chance of those characters being seen on the big screen, or it's not far off, you know, it's not a huge leap of faith to do that, because obviously they've got a following.
Yeah. So to continue with comic book movie news, though, it is official that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is going to be in a DC movie, but unofficially what character he's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely rumored and hinted that he is either going to play Shazam or the Black Adam. And if you follow what The Rock says, that he likes Black Adam personally more than he likes Shazam. So that doesn't – he didn't say he was going to play Black Adam. But, you know, a lot of people are leaning towards that.
I think it would be fun to see him play a villain. Because he always plays
he's always
heroes.
Generally, he's a good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Name one movie that he played the bad guy.
WWF. Oh, wait, that's not a movie.
No, he wasn't the bad guy. He just got possessed. He wasn't, like, the bad guy, though.
He was the Scorpion King. He was the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
In The Mummy? The Mummy movie?
Yeah, in The Mummy. Yeah. He was the
bad
Scorpion
guy?
CGI.
Yeah, he was the CGI. That's true. Okay.
That's all I got. All
right. I'll give that to you. But
anyway.
Everything else, I mean, even when he did the follow-up Scorpion King movies, he was still the hero.
Yeah.
He was that, well,
that
the
eventually, get, you know, I mean, yeah, he got cursed in the end, sure. But, yeah. So yeah, I think it'd be fun for him to play.
It'd be fun. I think he and I think he looks the part really well. So I think
that'd be
great. So Harry Potter has some news on their director David Yates to direct the Harry Potter spinoff movie.
I don't think they've 100% confirmed it.
He's in talks.
But yeah, he's in talks. That would be so sweet because
he did the last five films.
Yeah.
He did the Harry Potter films 5 through 8, which are the best ones.
Six, the really good ones. 8-1
yeah.
and 8-2.
Right. Yeah.
And 8-2, yeah.
I don't know. I liked the first. I liked all.
They were all good.
Which one?
I like all of them.
The Half-Blood Prince, that was kind of blah. Order of the Phoenix, that was blah.
Well, the books are blah, so it's hard to make a
good
movie from a bad book. Well,
so those two films.
Ooh, hold on.
You know, they had the hogs.
Send your hate mail to theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com.
Bring it.
/ Michael.
Yeah. / Mike hates Harry Potter.
Whoa. Right.
But I think that'd be good. I think it would be good for the spin-off series because people would be able to relate to the feel of that director
I think that, you know, he's obviously familiar with the genre and the themes and everything that he would be working with, and so you know, I think he would do a really good job with it.
Yeah. So
I can
see
why they're pursuing him.
Yeah. It'll be great if he is officially signed on.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for some geeky trivia?
I don't know. It matters what the trivia is.
Bring it.
What's the theme?
Geeky movies.
Geeky movies. Okay.
Just in general.
And what? Yes, in general.
Oh.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a movie quote from said movie. You're gonna have to name the movie, and then following the quote will be a series of questions of that movie.
What?
Okay.
All right. Let's.
Okay. Quote number one. Man, this is heavy.
Back to the Future.
Oh, Mike.
What?
It's Back to the Future
at the same time.
He was a little faster.
He was slightly faster.
You guys will have to go back to the video and look.
That's right. Okay, Mike, 1 point. Okay, now the questions.
All right.
From whom did the Doc obtain the plutonium for the DeLorean? Okay, Mike says Iranians. What'd you say, Ryan?
Libyans.
No, it's...
The Libyans is correct.
Oh,
dang it.
All right. What was the name of Marty's band?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even...
said once at the very beginning of the film.
No, it's probably on the drum of...
Marty McFly's band name. Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't use your wife. That's cheating.
she doesn't know either. All right, what's the answer?
Like, all right, the answer is the pinheads.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
That makes
all right.
So funny.
What was the song that Marty played at the dance?
Johnny Be Good.
Good, Mike. Point for Mike. All right. What makes time travel possible?
The flex capacitor.
Mike, again.
Plutonium.
No, the power source.
You can't. Yeah, doesn't make it possible without it.
Careful.
88 miles per hour. It's not possible without that.
All right.
Doc Brown.
New movie. Strange women lying in ponds distributing swords for no basis for a system. All right. Didn't even finish the quote. Good job, John. All right. Now for questions about Monty Python. The knights who say knee demand of what?
A shrubbery. Dang it.
Ryan, shrubbery.
They shall top.
Not a bush. A shrubbery.
Not a bush.
All a tallest tree in the forest with a herring.
A herring.
What the? It can't be done.
That's impossible.
He said the word.
Oh, it can't be done. That's right. What are the French doing in England?
Oh my gosh.
What are they doing there?
What do the French say when King Arthur says, "What are you doing in England?"
Oh my gosh, what is that? You stupid English Canadian.
That they own it? No.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't know.
Dang it.
None of your business.
Oh, jeez. All right, that's why I couldn't remember.
Gosh.
All right, next question. What do you burn with witches?
More witches!
Yeah. All right, Mike and John tied that one.
Okay.
All right, that's it for Mighty Python.
The castle.
He means the castle. Come on.
We could do a whole trivia on just that movie.
Yeah, seriously.
We could. All right, next quote. Where the fear has gone, there will be... Oh, sorry. Where the fear has gone, there will be... Only I will remain.
Daredevil.
The shadow? No. The shadow?
No.
No?
Say it again.
He says, where the fear has gone, there will be... Only I will remain.
Dune.
Dune is correct.
Oh.
I think that quote does not make any sense.
that's what it is. I'm sorry. That's
wow,
what
I got that.
All right.
Dune's a trippy movie anyway.
Now, questions about Dune.
All right.
What rank did Leto Atreides hold?
Duke Leto Atreides.
Leto. Well, Duke is correct.
Duke.
Oh. Mike got it.
Yeah, Duke. Leto Atreides.
What faction attacks the Atreides once they enter? Okay,
Harkonnen.
Who said that?
Harkonnen.
Ryan.
Ryan.
All right.
Yeah, I think Ryan got that one.
Yay.
Good job.
What device is used to call the worm?
The thumpers.
Thumper is correct.
Yeah.
Thumpers.
Finish this line. Whoever controls the spice.
Controls the universe!
Oops, John gets that
one. Oh, I thought that was like unison. That was awesome.
No, John started.
He started with control.
All right.
Vice controls the universe.
New movie.
Ah.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Ghostbusters, yeah. Michael got it.
That one.
No! What?
Oh, wait.
I totally said it before he did.
Did you say
I couldn't tell. You were pointing
at Yeah, I don't think anybody heard you, John.
Blah, 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 blah.
Judges?
There's no judges here.
I only heard me, then Ryan.
Right.
So, sorry, John.
I said it first. The judges spoke. You can't go against the judges.
I will give the point to both of you. How about that? All right. What happens when you cross the streams? What do they actually say?
That would be bad.
Well, that is true.
You would explode into like
imagine all the particles in your body instantly being
instantly vaporized, exploding.
Like that.
Yeah, at the speed of light.
And then what is And then what does Ray say after that? He names it.
Oh.
Don't know.
What is it?
Total protonic reversal.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Who is the architect who builds Dana's building?
Gozer? No.
No,
the architect. Ah.
Oh yeah. Gosh, I don't even know.
Oh, I can't.
I'll
remember.
Know it as soon as you say it.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Ivo Shandor.
Thank you, Shandor.
I don't know it.
Yeah. Okay, take that back.
All right. What is Dana's apartment number?
It's 101. I don't know.
2206. 2206.
Oh,
okay.
They say it. Well, they say it frequently throughout this show.
It's been a
while. What is the name of the EPA agent who Ray calls Dickless?
Spankmeyer. Spunkmeyer.
Spunkmeyer? That's
no,
alien.
That's. Dang it.
I was thinking the same thing.
I can't think.
What is
it? I'll give you a hint. The last name is Peck. Give me the first name.
Gregory.
Jim. Jim Peck?
No.
Dang it. Peter.
Peter. No.
Bueller.
Walter Peck.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
I'm going to miss that guy.
Jim. All right. New movie. This episode was badly written.
What?
Give you a hint. Sigourney Weaver says it.
That doesn't help. I know, that's not...
What's going on? What movie is that?
Aliens? Alien?
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
Holy
cow.
All right, now for some Galaxy Quest questions.
Oh, no.
Star Trek has Trekkies. What are Galaxy Quest fans known as?
Questies.
Close. I'll give you each a half point for that.
Okay. What are they?
Answer.
Questerians.
Oh, Questerians.
All right. Guy Fleegman played crewman number 6 in episode 81 and died before the first commercial break. Who killed him?
Oh, wait. Didn't he kill himself?
No.
No. It was like an axe. No, shoot.
I'm going to have to watch that again.
Yeah,
I know.
It's such a good movie.
Man, it's been a
Crystal and I just recently watched it.
Yeah,
we laughed.
A couple of years since I've seen that one.
Gosh, I don't
know.
A lava monster.
A lava monster. Hmm.
Of course.
What is a Grignack?
Aren't they the squid people?
Nope.
Oh,
the Grignacks.
Is it the little
fuzzball aliens that, like...
No, those are treble.
No. Like the ones that are chasing them when they're trying to get the beryllium sphere. And the...
Hey, you got that right.
Ones that are, like, yeah, the ones that are chasing them. I don't know.
Who knows?
I guess not.
It's the big rock monster.
I said that.
Did you?
No, that was my second answer. That was my second.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Either, I figured it was
we'll
either.
We'll have to do instant replay and you can do it tomorrow.
That's right.
You have to enunciate better.
What was the Omega 13? What did it do?
Oh, it let you go
time.
Back 6 seconds.
Time.
Well, Mike got it. Reverse time. John, it's not 6 seconds.
It's what?
It's 13
seconds.
It's the Omega 13.
13, right.
And that's it for Geeky Trivia.
Oh, man.
All right.
I didn't think Michael took this one.
The winner is Michael
with
9.5 points.
Nice.
John in second place with 4.5 points.
Ooh, it's a big,
did you realize a lot of those were 80s films?
Yeah.
I think I got
and
two.
That's kind of what
Ryan
I got.
With, Ryan had 3 points. Ooh. Good job with 3.
Not that far behind John.
No. It's only because I had to beg for that extra 1.5.
All right. Well, that's it for the Closet Geek Big Episode 50.
5-0.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's right. That's good. Cool. He wasn't sure if he was back.
Wait, what? What is that?
So thanks for listening to the soliciting. And if you're watching, thanks for watching The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net. And don't forget to go to our page to use all our affiliate links to Amazon and also our Doghouse Systems. Use the code CLOSETGEEK to get double your RAM on your purchase. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.